I keep on moving on the track. Yeah. Station number four is coming too. I'm gonna move on through every town I know. I wanna ride, ride on the funky train. I wanna ride, 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 ride on the train. Y'all good. I wanna ride, ride on that funky train.
This is Michael Feuerstack, and you are listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, the place of my birth.
But love is all around, drifting on the sound waves.
Why can't we live together? You used to call me on mine. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. When you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else. No, why you never alone? Why you always touch and roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
CJUMFM. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Friday so far. My name is Sabir. You're listening to You Were Here. This episode, this is the week after our wonderful Pledgerama, and I have to say, all the supporters and listeners of UMFM smashed the goals out the roof. Bro, I think the goal was 34K, and as of now, the whiteboard in my face says that we're sitting at 41,744.20, and likely counting, just because you guys rock that hard. And I want to say, on behalf of UMFM and all the radio hosts here, the biggest thank you in the universe. I know it's such a... I want to thank each and every one... I'm just kidding. So... That's funny because I had gotten a lot of... The most of my most of my lovely listeners who I got some pledges. I got most of my pledges after my pledge episode. And I thought, like, damn, like, I really, like, that's so crazy. That's so freaking fire. And I want to say the personal names to those. I hope you guys don't mind me sharing your names. I'm doing this out of love. Thank you so much. So, first of all, massive shout out to Jared and Michael. I just walked in and they're telling me that they donated. And I feel like, bro, they're already the GOATs. And to do that, like, really? Really? So after this episode ends, you know, I'm gonna donate too, because that's how the world works, right? Thank you, Jared and Michael. Thank you, Christina Wood, on behalf of Kaylee, the GOAT, the actual GOAT, the first person that ever reached out while I was on air that made me feel like I was actually playing to someone was Kaylee. Thank you so much. Men I Trust and Ichika Oba. I remember I got that DM. I was like, dude, This is the first time I ever received that message. First time I even realized that, like, someone was listening. And that's, I still remember that. So massive thank you. And massive thank you to Tom, who hosts the show on Wednesday. Tom Wood, Tom hosts the show from 5:30 to 6:30, I'm pretty sure. I forget the show name. But thank you, Tom. I haven't seen Tom in a while. Last time I talked to him was last semester, which is crazy. But I remember the first time that I talked to Tom was fall of 2024. And he was telling me how his daughter came back from Toronto and enrolled in another degree at the U of M. And I thought that was so fire. So thank you, Tom. Massive shout out to you. And massive shout out to Sam Smith. You guys are awesome. I think that's everyone who had displayed their name publicly for my donations. I can't remember. But regardless, thank you so much for any ears total. Like, donations aren't obligatory. Donations aren't mandatory whatsoever. Your ears and attention are more than enough. So thank you, guys. I just wanted to shout that out. You guys are awesome. I'm so happy right now. And I know my voice doesn't display it, but I promise you guys, I'm super low on energy because I woke up late. But, like, thank you, guys. Thank you. With that being said, a week after Pledge, and now I'm finally going back to the theme of this original show, which was, you know, I named the show You Were Here because I wanted to play the samples behind my favorite albums and to give more context around the production aspect, the producer aspect, what the artist aspect, what they liked, and just got overall context as to what makes an album or a song a song. And this week, this episode, I'm doing Views. Yeah, I know. It's been a while since. I can't remember what the last album. I usually do songs, but it's been a while since I did album. And this week, I'm doing Views by Drake because I think 2 weeks ago, it was the 10-year anniversary of Views. I'd say the most 2016 sounding album, if you know what I'm talking about. I think if I were to put a sound check to summer 2016, I think the unanimous answer would probably be Views. And man, this track, like, I would have been in elementary school at the time, but hearing these tracks nowadays, I'm thinking, like, damn, what a time to be alive. I talk to my friends about this all the time. I'm just like, sometimes I wish I was an adolescent at like the mid 2010s era, just to catch some iconic moments that I wasn't able to catch. But being in that mindset kind of makes me miss on the present, so I try and be mindful of that. But I do accept the fact that I missed out on some cool stuff, like the Life of Pablo tour, for example, Frank Ocean at FYF 2017, or even dropping Blonde, for example. Like, those kind of things, I'll take the L, but I'm definitely willing to honor them. And so this week I'm playing the samples behind Views. The first song you heard was Timmy Thomas. And the song's called, no, the song is called Why Can't, the song isn't called Timmy Thomas. The song is called Why Can't We Live Together by Timmy Thomas. And it's dropped in 1973. And this was sampled by Drake in Hotline Bling. Listen, I know the campus radio doesn't play hits, but I pray. Let me tell you, the theme of my radio show is that I play samples behind albums, like, you know, that I love. And, like, there's a reason why I'm playing the most overplayed song of 2016, 2015, just like it give me, there's reasons for it. I'm not just playing for the sake of CanCon, right? Like, I'm, this week's episode is Views, and hence why I'm playing Drake. Like, I know it's more ideal to not play hits, but trust me, it's in the name of my show. So hope you can give me some grace, and I hope you also enjoy it. I feel like I'm waffling for too much. I hate stumbling over words, but This I feel like this is a test of the fact that I don't use a script because I like being impromptu. I think it makes it more authentic and natural. And just sometimes I feel like a robot just reading off the script. And I love, this feels more like talking. With that being said, I hope your guys' Friday is going well. We got a lot more tracks coming up. And I think I'm going to, typically how I do this, if you're listening for the first time, I usually play the songs. So there's a, I usually play the samples behind the song and then the song at the end of it. Just because I feel like that pattern recognition makes it more enjoyable, right? Like, for example, the song that I just played, like Hotline Bling, I played Why Can't We Live Together. I feel like it makes more sense to make that connection of like a cause and effect type of way, if that makes sense. Or I'm just yapping a bunch. But regardless, I think the main objective of my show is I hope you're able to just enjoy it and have a wonderful time, whether you're playing this in the car, you just have this on, or anything, you know. I hope you guys are doing great. The next track is by Kyla and Crazy Cousins, and this is called the Do You Mind Remix. And I doubt I'll have to play, I tell you what Drake song samples that. It's probably his top five most played songs of all time, up there with Hotline Bling, believe it or not. So I'll just be quiet and let the music talk for me. CJUMFM 101.5, you are listening to You Were Here. Please enjoy.
Sorry, ladies, you need more guys.
It's cool, fam. It's Kyla, she's with us.
Take you home tonight, stay another. on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Sexy and young. Run, come. Sing along. Well then, pick up my friend and me go write few letters. Invite some girl fi come down in a Jamaica. So me go check me stand round the corner. The bus put me put from the veranda. Girl a tear off me garments. And a ball fi come in a me apartment. Ooh, the girl them want the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well, them a tear off me garments. And a ball fi come in a me apartment. Speak louder than argument. Well, them want a man with a work excellent performance up to standard 100%. I know if not, suppose you have a well confident. Treat her to your emotional experience. Remember that I am the doctor, treat all my patients. And the gal, them all tell me me a restatement. To make a rest, I don't make a body get tense. Well, we not go keep her now no more suspense. Cause y'all have tear off me garment. And I'm all to come in me apartment. Boy, woman, them want the length and strength. Action, speak louder than argument again. Girl, I tear off me garments. And I'm all fi come in me apartment, boy. Well, me girl, them give me a compliment. Action, speak louder than argument. Cause, girl, I tell me, send me a heaven sent. In a love making, she want me second talent. She want the big boat, please, them she no want a weak fence. Good performance, me supply sufficient. Well, vigorous and work magnificent. If I them boy, the girl, them get the same treatment. Who a sing song, kid, them have the wrong argument. Girl, your body under good management. Cause, girl, I tear off me garment. And I'm all fi come in a me apartment, boy. Woman, them want the length and strength. Action!
speak louder than argument. Well, y'all tear off me garments, and then my balls come in on me apartment. Boy, well, the girl, them give me a compliment. Action, speak louder than argument. Cause me up to wonder where some little idiot feel to me sing about this style banana peel. In a me yard, me see girl from Maxfield. Well, I know what banana peel mean. Now is the time and the secret I reveal. If you not glue your man, banana can't peel. Pick up me friend and me go write few letter. Invite some girls to come down in a Jamaica. So me go check ya stand round the corner. The first put me lay from me veranda. Well, you lot tear off me garments, and I'm all to come in a me apartment. Boy, well, the girl them on the length and strength. Action, speak louder than argument. Well, you lot tear off me garments, and then I'm all to come in a me apartment. Boy, well, the girl them give me enough compliment. Action, speak louder than argument. Well, them want a man with the work excellent. Performance up to standard 100%. I know you not supposed to have well confident. Treat her to you emotional experience. Remember that I am the doctor, treat all my patients. And the girl them all tell me me a real statement. To make a risk and don't make them body get tense. Well, me not go keep on no more suspense. Cause you'll have to tear off me garment, and then my ball fi come in on me apartment. Boy, well, the girl them on the length and strength. Action, speak louder than argument. Well, they must tear off me garment, and then my ball fi come in on me apartment. Boy, well, the girl give me not compliment. Action, speak louder than argument. Well, girl, I tell me, send me a heaven sent. In a love making true, I miss a cantaleth. Them want to be good peace, and them no want a weak fence. Good performance, me supply sufficient. Well, vigorous and work magnificent. If I them bored, the girl, them get the same treatment. Who are sing song, keep them up the wrong argument. Just your body under good management. Well, girl, I tear off me garment, and then my balls become in on me apartment.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
Just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller, yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to yeah. Go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller, yeah.
Girl, I tear off me garments, and I'm all to come in me apartment. Boy, the girl them on the length and strength. Action, speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell man sorry.
You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you lost somebody. My old flex is my new flex now, and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Consider
JUMFM. I hope you guys are doing good. You're listening to You Were Here if you just tuned in. And my name is Sabir. The song that I just played in order after after Hotline Bling were Kyla with Do You Mind, the Crazy Cousins remix. I'm not gonna lie, when I did my research for this episode, this is the first time actually hearing that. No, and I didn't even know like it was a sample of a remix. Following that, it was Tear Off Me Garment, which was sampled in Controller. Tear off here. I'm just gonna Tear Off Me Garment. Okay, so this song was by Beanie Man in 1995, and also at the end of Controller, also he has a shout out too, which is pretty neat. I think the fact that like people can hate on that Toronto accent or whatever, but that like diaspora of like Caribbean and Jamaican folks in Toronto combined with everyone else, like all those ethnic groups, like you have the South Asian groups, you have the Caribbean groups, you got what the UK influence too, like sure it can be annoying at times, but that Toronto lingo is something that I will never take for granted when I do go there. So thank you, Drake. And following that was Popcorn by Love You Bad by Popcorn, the clean version. And right now you're listening to Too Good, but the clean version on Apple Music is mixed so terribly, so I'm just using this as background music, believe it or not, which is pretty crazy. And I feel like this album, let me put this to words. Sometimes, as I was mentioning before earlier in this episode, I was saying how like I wish I'd been in this current age in the mid-2010s, for example. And I feel like this album was one of the things where it's like, I don't know. I was looking on the r/hiphopheads where this the 10-year anniversary was posted. And a lot of the things that it said were like, damn, I was hating on this when it first dropped. Or it was like a disappointment from Drake. But looking back now, like most people in that thread, and I'm sure for those listening to who are familiar with this album, like the memories of attached from that year slash summer slash onwards, or any kind of association with any of the songs playing, with the positive memory they had, just make it feel so much better. And I feel like for me personally, I remember when I had went last year to Toronto to see The Weeknd, we had heard Drake's song Child's Play, and he has this corny bar called like Why You Gotta Fight With Me at Cheesecake, and me and my friends always laugh at that, but it's like the song's still low-key heat, you know what I mean? So it seems like that, where I feel like music itself, like, there's obviously the artistic and, like, technical side of, like, how good it is. But also, I feel like one of the reasons why I made this show in the first place is because of how much your individual memory and experiences attached to music slash art can amplify your enjoyment so much. And that's the things I love about it, you know? There's no constant. No one's right. No one's wrong. And that's what makes it so much enjoyable. So, yeah. Actually, while I'm on it, I'm looking to see if I can find the properly mixed version of Too Good on Apple Music. My apologies, everyone. Also, once again, I just want to give a quick reminder to all the shout-out people who had generously donated to the show. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Christina Wood, on behalf of Kaylee. Thank both of you guys. Thank you, Kaylee. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Sam Smith. You guys all have been a huge influence to me, and I truly mean that. So thank you so much. With that being said, here's a properly mixed version of Too Good. Hope you don't mind. Cheers. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah. yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. Yeah. These days, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me. It feels like the only time you see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. Yeah. And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night, I got high as the expectations. Last night, I came to a realization. And I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
I don't know how to talk to you. I'd like to thank you for buying this record. But finally, I'd like to thank all the Buffalo girls out there. Huh. So until the next time, I say peace to you and everybody out there. Coming from the world famous Supreme Team with Mr. Malcolm McLaren.
Brownsville.
Whipping on the radio. You got something that belongs to me. Your body language says it all. Despite the things you said to me, yeah. Who is it that's got you all gassed up? Yeah. Changing your opinion on me. I was only gone for the last few months, but you don't have the time to wait on me. Yeah. I tried with you. It's more to life than sleeping in and getting with you. I had to let go of us to show myself what I could do, and that just didn't sit right with you. Now you're trying to make me feel away on purpose. Now you're throwing it back in my face on purpose. Now you're talking down on my name on purpose. Yeah, and you don't feel no way. You think I deserve it? Stop listening to things you say, cause you don't mean it anyway. Yeah. Feel away, on, feel away. Maybe we just should've did things my way instead of the other way. I tried with you. It's more to life than sleeping in and getting out with you. I had to let go of us to show myself what I could do. That just didn't sit right with you. Yeah, and now you're trying to make me feel away on purpose. Now you're throwing it back in my face on purpose. Now you're talking down on my name on purpose. Yeah, and you don't feel no way. You think I deserve it?
CJUMFM. There's been a fan behind me for like since the start of this episode before I even walked in. I'm not sure if it picks up in the mic. I'm trying to be really attentive and I think it's very subtle. Apologies for that. It's not exactly scorching in here, but the fan is a nice touch. With that being said, where I only have, I have what, okay, so it's 3:53 as of now. I got 7 minutes. I think I can pull off the one last sample set list. So before I say that, the song you heard was Malcolm McLaren, World's Famous, and that was sampled by Drake in Feel No Ways. I had no clue to use like a DJ Scratch type of a type of track in a song for Feel No Ways, because Feel No Ways is a perfect like some of the songs on Views are like uplifting. I don't know what the word is, but like high, fast pace, energetic. But the ones that are contrast to that, like kind of slow. This isn't slow pace, but like a more like what's the word? Like a somewhat moody tone, kind of ish. Feel not that. That's not even the way we describe. I don't know. But the ones that aren't as like upbeat are a really nice touch. And I think that's what Drake's kind of defining quality is. He's really good at that contrasting quality, making upbeat but also slow songs, and he's good at making you feel moods. You know, I will never stand by the Drake hate. Like that dude, it's not a stretch for him to say, like for me to say that, like one of my goats, bro. It's kind of crazy. Is that crazy to say? Is that crazy to say on college campus radio in U of M? I don't know, huh? Anyways, I'm just waffling, but we're headed towards the end of my episode, and I just wanted to shout out the people that donated one last time. I promise. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Christina Wood. And thank you, Kaylee. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Sam Smith. Thank you for everyone else who just happens to stumble by this radio show. My name is Sabir. You're listening to You Are Here. Any ears, any kind of attention, if you happen to even like some of the tracks, for example, if you happen to have this playing in the background, it means a lot. And I use this place as a reflection of my personal diary. Not diary, just my personal. I use this kind of as a stream of consciousness of songs that I'm in the mood for, and also just what's been on my mind lately, and how I can correlate that, or how can I attach that to the songs that I've been playing. You know, I've made some really good memories here at UMFM, and seasons like The Pledge really kind of have a really nice spirit to them, because it's like peak UMFM. You know, everyone's together, it's busy but in a good way. And it's awesome, man. Everyone feels great. And afterwards, like the week after we have now, it's settling down and getting back into the rhythm of things. And it's kind of a slower pace. Michael's been pretty busy. He's gotten hella interviews lined up for the Folk Fest. And I think he had 9 this week. It's bizarre. I still haven't even transcribed the interview that I had with Swali Zay and Postique, by the way. I'm writing an issue for Stylus Magazine with them. They're so dope, by the way. They're awesome. Like, they're cool artists, and they're even cooler people, man. I had filmed a video for them for Friends of UFM, which is funny because I thought we were filming content for them, but they ended up doing something for the station. Which I was like, oh wow. I don't post myself often, so initially I was like, oh my god, I feel like so exposed to the, because I see that notification of like who so and so liked this reel that you reposted. I'm just like, oh my god. But it's okay. It's just jokes at the end of the day. That being said, thank you guys for your ears as always. I'm going to play this track. It's called I Dedicate Part 1 by Brandy. There's 3 parts. I'm only going to play part 1 because we're running short on time. But my inspirational message for this week is, I hope you guys are... I hope you guys... what can I say? What's something that's been on my mind lately? I hope you guys are able to break out of patterns that serve no purpose. You know, for me, I feel as if a lot of the times I kind of self-sabotage when it comes to going out, because I assume, oh, I'm so this, I'm so that, people are going to like me, this and that. But I was having a discussion with my friend at his house. I was like, in the times that I did just get out of my shell and take that gamble of being vulnerable to someone or post myself, even, for example, I've always been rewarded like tenfold of what it costs. And like, I remember when I posted Pledge on my story, I was like, there's people that I haven't talked to in a while that like my story and reached out to me. And I was like, damn, that wouldn't have happened had I been locked in on my shell. And if, for example, sometimes there's been times where I decided to introduce myself initially and break that point of first contact. And those are friendships that I'm carrying towards this day that I'm not sure would have been as strong had I not reached out to them, or had they reached out to me, or if I had reached out a different time, you know. So I hope you're able to take that risk of being exposed and just know that sometimes your bravery and I don't know, this thing's attached to wrists that I feel like are almost always awarded, and I feel like the people that are awarded the most from what I've seen are the ones that are the most riskiest. And not risky as in like jumping off of, like doing skydiving like that. Well, that's pretty cool too, but you get my point of like risk related to your character. And now I just realize I low-key don't even have time to play the Brandy song, so I'm just gonna play Fire and Desire by Drake for a minute. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. CJUMFM 101.5. You're listening to You Were Here, and thank you for joining me on this episode.
On my old name, only gets worse when you know things. You don't see the perks of this whole thing, but you get.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
Hey there, all you sexy people out in Radio Land. This is Eli from The After Party, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5. Don't we know the rain can't stop the fire?
Carnaval que já passou, chega de saudade, pois meu samba começou. Da carioca e das areias, veja só o que sobrou. Apenas um postal que o vento carregou. Pela beleza me cansei, então decidi por Tom Jobim. Boas lembranças de um futuro.